anywhere in the world, when he that findeth a wife findeth a... every man better say it. It is true that there are difficulties, but there's not a difficulty Jesus didn't already work out. And so what a thrill tonight as we move forward with this lesson. And the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the dunamis power. And the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread, and for we are partakers of that one bread. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now, I wish you'd point at your neighbor and tell them what that says. Don't keep your eyes on your neighbor. Point at them and tell them what that says. You are what? Do you remember what it is to be a believer? It's not to be a skip and hit this I believe, that I don't believe. If you believe in Christ, He, the Word, manifest. And members in particular. I wish you'd just tell your neighbor, you're supposed to look different than me. Now finish that by time, but you're not supposed to misbehave stupid. No, you don't have to tell them that. Some, he has said in the church, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. For what? For the edifying of the body of Christ. The work of the ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into oneness of the faith, the unity of the faith. Now, that's what true oneness is all about. It has been a trick of the enemy to get us so disposed by doctrinal differences and explanations that are so diverse that we actually forget what the oneness was, and that was God was in Christ. And God is in us in the form of the Holy Ghost. The reason it's called the Holy Ghost, it's the Spirit of God in flesh that was tempted in all points such as we. God cannot be tempted, but the flesh of God was tempted. And the mind of God was exemplified or exalted in the fleshy tabernacle that was one with the Father. That's big stuff. That's a doctrine that is irretrievably great. Now, as the body, if Christ is one in God, what should we be? Pretty noisy when it comes to the weather. If Christ is the head of the church and he is one with God, what should we be? In every point. Now, quite obviously, we haven't arrived there yet. So we are to strive for the mastery, the Bible says. We are to struggle with this flesh until that we develop mastery over it every occasion. Now, henceforth, be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of man and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. It's deceptive to think that we can get the Holy Ghost and be fine and not coordinate our efforts one with another. That is a total deception, and he's putting it in clear English, who by lie in wait to deceive with sleight of men and cunning craftiness. He said, we are to speak the truth in love and grow up into the head, or him, in all things, the head, even Christ. From what? I wish you'd just sort of do a panorama, a whole body. There's not anybody here means any more to me than the other body. If you married, you're responsible in ways that the other people are not responsible. But as far as care and concern, the more distant people, the more distant characters should mean every much to us as you mean to yourself. Now that's big, folks. If we're going to have the revival that Jesus Christ had, thousands getting the Holy Ghost because he glorified the Father, it's going to be impossible for us to experience his promises in a positive way if we are not carefully committed to his will on the earth. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And then would you say the rest of that? The cornerstone of any house is where you measure from to achieve the plan for the whole place. The cornerstone is that point at which you start, and that's where you end. You go in the peripheral all the way to whatever the design of the place is, and you start at the cornerstone. When I used to do foundations, and I did it for a long time, all we did was put foundations in. We had a chief cornerstone, a place where it got started. And we run string that way. We would run string at an angle. We would run string straight. We would run string there according to the plot plan, whatever that was, and whatever it called for. And we started there and went all the way in and laid out the foundation. And so when he talks about Jesus Christ, the foundation of the church upon whom we are built, with many members and members in, go ahead and stutter it on out, particular. Members in particular. You're supposed to look weird as you do. But you fit with somebody. But you love everybody. In whom all the building, somebody say, fitly framed together. And somebody say, in that manner we grow to be a holy temple unto the Lord. I can't grow by myself. I've got to have a fitly framed part with me. I grow with the rest of the body. I can be totally committed, but I've got to be as committed to them as him. I think this would be a good place for us to pray and ask God to help us to get it. Father, you are so serious about building a kingdom that hell cannot stop. And I don't want to fool around, twiddle my thumbs, and sit in some church building that has a history as great as one we have, and then fool around and let it slip. I'm crying out to you. Give this preacher the passion and the verbiage to accelerate the growth of every individual who wants it. In whom ye also are builded. Somebody say builded. We are a work in progress. How many of you remember me telling us years ago, when does a house look finished? When it is. This one don't look finished. So in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, those that are processable are in the mode of being processed and fitly joined together. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, that entire group of terrestrial beings are going to be joined together as a celestial entity and become the bride of Christ, to which the horns of heaven are going to shout victory finally. Tell me how we could be individualized with any more importance than these truths. I get a little bit ahead of myself. We'll see it again in a minute. But I want to tell you, there's not anything going on in this world any more than what's happening in this house tonight. This is part of the building of the kingdom of God on the earth. I assure you, there's not a plan in Russia's portfolio. There's not a plan in the USA's portfolio. There is not anything in the hands of the politicians that are as great as what's in the hand of the angels and what's in the hand of the prophets and what's in the mind of the heavens. God is working on a church that's about to strip the devil of every little bit of power he's been given. I don't want to be left in his portfolio. I want to dedicate myself to that folder that Jesus ascribes to when he said, I died for those that want to get in the church. I died for those that want to get out of weakness and into strength. I died for those, and I sent my holy angels, and I sent my holy word, and I've sent a convocation of ministers, and I'm going to get everybody out that wants out, because I'm not going to leave you helpless. I wish somebody would praise him like he deserves it, just for hearing the pitiful part. There could be no more individuality of thrill, genuine realization of importance. I mean, for God to be working on your life, grooming it to fit his eternal plan, please tell me what could be more important than that. That's why he said, forsake the world and all that's in it. Just do what you got to do with them, but serve the Lord with all your heart. If you want to get glad about a success, get glad about an angel showing up. And you had no idea, Karanda, and I didn't have any idea what she was going to talk about in the body of Christ. And just tell me, she texted me earlier today and said, I got this thing just burning inside me. And I said, well, tell it tonight. Had no idea. That's all I'd heard about. And she gets up and talks about the body of Christ.
Praise God.
And I'm sitting here thinking, she is going to be knocked over when she sees this lesson. The body of Christ, not any system, kingdom, etc., is greater than the Christ in his temple. Do you know of anybody that has put together a plan for a people for forever that's greater than what you're looking at there? I promise you that even President Trump don't have a better plan for you than that. I assure you that none of those dictators across the foreign soil are doing any more for their people, not even getting close They've got some of their people in a jeopardy right now from being totally, absolutely killed and destroyed. They've got their economy so messed up, and God's spiritual economy has not changed. I'm telling you, repentance is just as available today as it was 2,000 years ago. I'm telling you that the wisdom of God is just as available as it was 6,000 years ago. I'm here to tell you that the glory of the Lord hasn't changed. I'm telling you, His economy is in place. All we got to do is activate our brain and our heart and our soul and get in step with the economy of the Holy Ghost and the power of the Word. And I can tell you, no devil can stop that life from landing on the runway of glory. Could we take a little praise break?
Lady came up to me just recently, hadn't been long at all. Came up to me, actually, a wife of one of the prominent people in our community. Years ago, ran into complications, and she called for the pastor of the United Pentecostal Church. She said, I don't know if anywhere else to go. And just recently, she came to me testifying, and she said, don't you think I've ever forgotten what you helped get me through years ago?
Well, she don't realize it. It wasn't me. Because I'm telling you, I was a scared young man when she came with all that stuff. And she had a stack of money behind her. And I was thinking she may give it to the church. But that wasn't the reason I helped her. I'm telling you, His hand is reaching down all over. I just don't want to get that kind of stuff from Him and not give Him the kind of praise He deserves. If you've been delivered from one thing, it ought to be a constant praise. If He's given you wisdom to challenge the hell on every front, any front, you ought to give Him praise every day you live. And I'll tell you, He'll do it again and multiply it. A corporate body. A body that will take over the world. There is not a system in place. I don't care who they are and how much money they have. They do not have the prestigious truths and the prestigious powers that can unlock a grave and get a man out. Brother, when we get to Sunday, this church ought to be jumping up and down to be the body of Christ in a world that is dark and decadent and sinful. But thanks be unto God who delivereth us always from all of our transgressions, who deliver us always from our weaknesses. He knows our frame, that we are but dust, but He says, I'll come to you and I'll make up the difference. All you gotta do is turn the dust that's left over to me, and I'll make you a corporate body that will be the enterprise that takes over this whole universe. Give me a little help up there. Let's have a bit of fun. What do you think? Brethren, would y'all pass out those slips? Has everybody got a pencil? Start looking. You're going to need a pencil for this exercise. And do not put your name on it, and do not write your neighbor's name on it. If you could choose any part of the body that you could be, which would you choose to be? Now, I put some here, but would you help me again with this? Thing keeps getting like some of my friends out of shape. Would you rather be the brain, the heart, the nerves, the digestive system, or the hands and the feet? Which do you act like the most? Now, nobody's going to see this, and don't turn it in, because we got one more question coming. And nobody's going to know. Don't show anybody. Which one of those do you want to be? The brain, the heart, the nerves, the digestive system, the hands, or the feet? Now, those are attached to a lot of things, but that'll sort of get the general idea going. Okay, just write one and save room. Yeah, one of those. Or if you've got something better, just put it on there. This is not final. Did y'all get them? Oh, y'all hadn't got them yet? These guys are slowing down in their old age. All right. If you could choose which part of the body you could be, which would you choose to be? The brain, heart, nerves, digestive system, hands, and feet. The digestive system sort of handles eating the bread, growing strength, and then getting rid of what's not necessary and taking the rest to the world by voice. Okay? All right. Now, everybody finished? Say aye if you finished. All right. And again, nobody's going to see this. We're just going to take these up every while and we'll count them and see what everybody wanted to be, and nobody will know what you were. Okay, if you could choose for the United Pentecostal Church of Paris to, as a unit, to be one of those. And it can be the same or it can be something different. But if us as a body of believers in what we call the United Pentecostal Church, and I want you to please write one beside the first one and two beside the other one. That way we'll know which one you're referring to. And again, nobody's going to know who it is, so it really doesn't make that much difference. Because while you are a separate member within this framework, you are a corporate member when it comes to out yonder. How you behave, how you dress, how you talk, how you respond to people is what we're branded by because you're part of us. When you listen to preaching, you listen according to what you really want this operation to be. And you listen so that you have food, and we'll get into deeper parts of this in a little bit, but you are going to be called on by somebody. Somebody say, help. Well, do it. No, do it. Help them. Everybody didn't say it, so you that don't need to say it, get around and help them. Have you ever heard that word, do not be slothful, in the Bible? Somebody say help.
Help.
Everybody said it that time. So I don't care if you said it or not, you're going to have to find somebody to help. If you just lift their hand up, let them know. Just lift their hand. There you go. Just help them. Love you. You're awesome in this world. Does anybody feel a little bit of strength? Did anybody help David? Brother Phil did. Did you help Sister Jane? Who? Oh, Sister Ella May. Okay. Everybody get help? Now tell me, don't it feel good to be helped? It's a wonderful thing to help somebody. The Bible actually says it's more blessed to give than to receive. And that old boy sitting on the second row when he was taking the offering, and the preacher mentioned that, he said, receiving's good enough for me, Pastor. Now, you guys take up the offering. Not cash, the papers. Everybody got one written on there for both. And please, again, write two on there. Brother Philip, you and Brother Jeremy may have to help them. Those guys took off to go write their own outside. Just pass them to the end. Turn them upside down. Nobody will know. All right, if you'll take those now and give them to my wife, she'll count them and tally them up. Might have to give her a big sheet so she can write down how many of which. And you can just motion to me after a while when you get the tally. We're going to have to move on so we don't have to stay all night, okay? Got that test done. And we ought to have a lot of fun out of that because, again, nobody knows what you wrote down. But it'll be sort of exciting to get a tally. All right? Now, let's move on with the lesson here. What responsibility would that body member bear? Now, I want you just to answer it to yourself. If you wrote down heart, what is the heart of the church supposed to do for the rest of the church? If you wrote down digestive system, what is those people that learn the word supposed to do for the rest of the body? Are you got it? Has everybody got it? This means yes, and this means say more. Oh, okay. If you wrote down the hand, what is the hand responsible to do in the kingdom, in the body of Christ? The hand is, you know, there's a beautiful scripture, and I prayed it for years before I really even got much of a grasp on it at all. But the writer said, teach my hands to war. My Lord, laying on of the hands. What a thrill it is to have a brother, a sister, put their hand over on you and say, I'm with you. What a thrill it is, give me your wallet. Oh, no, to bear one another's burden. You let me carry that for a while. I want you to know, I've been watching you. And I know there's a few things you've been struggling with. So just, I know the Bible says cast all your cares on him, but I just want you to know I'm brothering up with you. And you don't even have to tell me a word about what's going on. I just want you to know I'm brothering up with you. Anybody ever had somebody just come around and care a little bit? Put their hand on your back and say, my man, you're wonderful to our church. Folks, let me tell you something. We're about to burst everything the devil has designed to stop this church. There's not a bulldozer going to be able to do what's going to get done in the Holy Ghost in the upcoming months. Because I'm telling you, we're going to join ourselves together under that fitly framed together. You remember that song, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother? You remember it, Brother Ronnie? Stand up and sing it. Oh, yeah. He started shaking his head, yes, and when he really caught on what I was fixing to do. I had a good man. One of the leaders in our United Pentecostal church used to call me and sing that to me. You ain't heavy. You're my brother. And he could sing. I can't. But he would come around and put his hand on my shoulder. Say, you mean so much to me. I wish you'd try that right now. Now don't lie. But tell somebody. If you have to get up and walk around three or four others, I'm telling you. Oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost working in this house. It's all right to get up. Somebody know how they're coming to you now. You know. Hallelujah. Does anybody feel what I'm feeling?
Yes.
There's a Holy Ghost strength just praise baptizing God. This place right
praise
now.
God.
Oh.
Thank you, Lord.
Now here's the question. Am I truly committed to the body to do for this present body what he did for me as a body member? And over that one, I want us to pray. God. The load you lifted for me made it possible
for me to help lift the load for somebody, my brother, my sister. I'm going to let my brothers and sisters know when I shake their hand, when I hug their neck, it's not going to be just I love you. It's going to be thank you for this or thank you for that. I'm not going to begin to try to tell you what to say.
But as the leader in this assembly, we've got to say more than I love you and hurry on by. There's a world out there that's trying to trip them up. I got one of the nicest letters. I'm not sure yet what I'm going to do with it. 2-page letter from a girl that attends a chapel somewhere here in town, and I'm telling you, she is the most modest looking girl. You would think that she went to some apostolic church somewhere. And when she started writing, and she said, I had this as my plan, but one day the Lord began to talk to me and directed me in His word, and I found a word from God, so I started practicing that word. And then she said, and after a while, He directed me to another scripture. And I started practicing that word. And I don't want to be a bother to you, but God has so directed my path that I am to go to a foreign country and to give my life as a young teenage girl to helping somebody that's less fortunate than me. And if you feel disposed to give a little bit of money to that ministry, please feel free to do it. I want us to pray for that girl right now. I have no idea, but just what I told you. But as I read that letter, there was a passion and a power that lifted off of those pages. So I gave it to another minister to read. And when he got through reading it, he said to me, he said, I don't know if I've ever read a young person's letter that touched me like that letter touched me. Father, for this young lady, we gather our voice as a corporate caregiver to a world that's messed up. They're not lost yet. They're not beyond help yet. They're not off of the radar yet. And as long as they're not off of your radar, they're not lost. They just haven't come to find the path. We are going to pray that this young lady have perfect wisdom and perfect knowledge and perfect spirit. We are praying today as a caregiving people that your voice continue strong in her life and those she touches. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And if any of you wanted me to get the money to her and you got $10 you want to give, I promise you it'll get there. What is it that really moves me? What's going on in my life that causes me to anticipate something every day? What's driving me? There are driving forces. If you get into the financial world, your auditors or your people that deal with finances, they'll look at your column of figures coming in, and they'll use this term, what drives those numbers? What is it that drives those numbers? And what is it that those that are driven there, where do they go? If you get into the psychological world, they'll say, what drove you to do this? What was it that caused you to think that way? What's driving this? And I'm asking us, what's really driving our daily activities? So that when we look at the balance sheet of each day, he said, I'm going to tell you what you do. You go out there and you get those people and you get their family and those that are unprofitable, I want you to kill them. But he said the guy that had one talent and he doubled it, he's okay. You don't have to be a five-talent person. You don't have to be as great as so-and-so across the church. But he said, I'm going to tell you, he that puts his hand to the plow and looks backward and lives in yesterday and don't continue plowing, he's not fit for the kingdom. Not going to put myself in the altar and then restrict myself from being what I gave myself to be. I'm not turning around. Look at Lot's wife. She turned around. She put her hand to the plow and got almost out of town. And before she could ever get back to what she'd been in, she melted. I don't want to do a meltdown where I'm at tonight. I know way too much. I've been a part of the corporation for too long. I know what it's like to see when prophets start coming in and the angels start doing their work and the ministry of conviction starts doing its work. And when the prayers and the worship begin to liberate people from demons before we ever cast them out, I know what that's like. And I'm not satisfied with just having routine, nice meetings. I want everything, and I'm not getting my hand off of the plow, and I'm not getting my hands out of the air, and I'm not getting my hands and my knees off of the carpet. I am going to seek his face as long as I can and as deep as I can, and I'm going to do everything I can to make you the greatest person you could have ever possibly been. I'm telling you, I'm not here to make me great. I am here to make you great. I want your kids to look at you and say, I'm so glad my grandpa went to that church. He has got to be a giant of a man of faith. He believes in spite of all the junk that's going on, that God is still in charge, that God still got this whole thing in focus. His focus is not blurred tonight. I promise you tonight in the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, Jesus Christ knows what's going on, and he knows where you are, and he knows what you really want to do with the rest of your life. As an integral part of the body of Christ, you are in line for an upgrade. That's some of the best news you could ever read. These people that impersonate perverts. You say, what do you mean impersonate? They dress. They try to talk the language of liars and cheaters. They try to talk. I'm telling you, we're not going to have to build a bunch of walls. When people understand the fragrance of the incense of worship, when they understand that that absolutely increases and torques the brain to begin to activate on God level, not people that go to church level. We're not here to have our lives changed enough for we change where we sit and where we go to the assembly. I'm telling you, he came to transform our mind into Christ's mind. He came to transform us to be the light of the world. Then he said, if they hated me, they're gonna hate you, but you're gonna have so much wisdom and power, you can do exactly what I did. You can handle it. I wish somebody would pray, God, get me right where I need to be. I surrender all again tonight. I'm not waiting on anybody to come to church to be better than me or to even be as good. I've been here long enough. I've been here so long, and I don't want to get plastered to a bench. I want to be plastered to the cross. I want my blood spilled out for this thing. I want my mind donated to this operation. I want to get everything that's coming to me. If it's in that book as a promise, it's designed for you. I wish somebody just reach out like you're reaching for it. God, give it to me. I want everything you got for me. I don't want to do anything but reach my potential. I'm not trying to be like Philip Taylor. I'm not trying to be like Matt Ashton. I'm not trying to be like anybody but you. And I sure not trying to be like anybody in the world. I don't love the world. I don't love the things in the world. I love what's in that book. I love what I see happening in the church house. I love what I see happening in the glory world. I'm hungry. I wish somebody
just go ahead and get with it. I'm hungry, God. I want my kids to know what apostolic revival's really about. I don't want them to know what Pentecost is and not get any further than talking in tongues. I don't want them to get any further than shouting a little bit. I want them to get into the church.
Oh, I wish we wouldn't be hurried about it right now. I promise you, you don't have anything more important to do than to get rebaptized with the passion of the Christ right now. I'll tell you, God will make up every bit of sleep you lose if you'll get in the Holy Ghost in the next few minutes and develop that calling. God, I'm not giving it up. I'm not slacking. I'm not looking around to see who I can become like. I want to be like the Word.
Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Church services are designed to fit need. Now, where it's right, I want you to reach over and just touch somebody close. Now, you got kids there that are wonderful. Just touch them and let them touch you. Now, listen to me. This is so important that you understand this. As a member of the body that loves the other members of the body as much as you love yourself, you may be the only entrance of glory that will come in to the fraternity or the connect point of the body. If you chose to be the heart, let me just inform you that the heart has got to beat in rhythm with the heart of God. If you chose the brain, you definitely got to have the mind of God about everything you speak, because you speak into existence whatever spirit is driving your thoughts.
And you can say Christian statements, but if they're filled with fear, you're driving fear in on what don't look like something bad. I'm preaching and teaching tonight that you are in line for an upgrade, and you are in a corporate situation where God is not just dealing with one person. He's dealing with this entire constituency, even those that could not be here tonight for whatever reason. If it was a mental hangup, they should have been here, but they couldn't be. So they're not here. So we're not worried about them. We're worried about becoming to them what we would want somebody to be to us if we didn't have the ability to get here. I'm here to tell you, we're going to love each other like we've never loved each other. We're going to provide for each other like we've never provided for each other. That world is going to know whether they're doing better or worse. We love them. There's not a question about it. He loved you just like you were, and we're going to love them just like they are. We're not giving up. We're not quitting. He didn't quit on you. 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 Some of us stunk for years before he was able to get us where we need to be. And thank God I'm not giving up on any of the stinkers.
I wish we'd pray for all of our brothers and sisters, those that have been coming and those that hadn't come in years.
I wish somebody just break into travail for about 2 or 3 minutes. That's it. Pray in the Holy Ghost. The Bible said the Spirit will reach out and pray for them.
Just sort of keeping that sort of prayer while we move through this here. The service is designed by the Lord to fit what? Somebody say the body. What is preached here tonight, there is a great likelihood that part of it is for somebody outside here tonight that could not be here, and our phones ought to be busy tomorrow. If you think of a name tomorrow and it's anywhere closely associated with anything said, don't you hesitate. You face the enemy right that moment and call them up and tell them, I don't know where all this may fit. I just want to tell you I'm thinking about you and I care about you. And last night we talked about the body and you're a part of the body, and I want you to know we're here to strengthen one another, and I'm here just to call you to let you know I'm a part of your strength. I'm a part of your world. And I, whatever's your battle is my battle. It don't have to be big revelation. It's just simple stuff. How many of you know I'm telling the truth? Just somebody to call and ally themselves with you. It is like a fresh breath of air. Each member should get their fair portion by a work of the Spirit. Now, sometimes my wife getting blessed blesses me as much or more than me getting blessed. But she don't always know that. How many of you know I'm telling the truth? I'm here to tell you that sometimes my brother or sister across the church getting blessed winds up blessing me, and I didn't even know I needed the blessing. But I felt myself stronger than tomorrow. That's why we worship together. Because worship brings forth the manifest presence of God. It's not that the same God is not always here. But when you begin to worship, He releases the manifestation of His presence. That's why the jail doors came down. When Paul, that the same God was all over the jailhouse. That what attracted that God to motion, God inhabits the praise of His people. I'm telling you, I've practiced it more times than 1,000. As a pastor, you have no idea what it's like to bear the burden of 500 plus people when it comes to heartbreak, headache, and everything else. You're constantly trying to find a touch of God that will release them from the slightest to the most major complication in the world. I have dealt in 35 years in Paris alone with all kind of hard-hearted. I'm talking about murdering spirits. I'm talking about demon spirits. I cannot begin to enumerate. I'm not down on myself nor down on anybody. I'm just telling you that's what a pastor has to face. He has to face every devil you've got going on in your life. If he's going to reach to where your world is, he's got to fight off every spirit you've been fighting in order for him to get anywhere close to you. I'm glad to do that for you. It is one of the greatest joys in the world, because my heartbeat is that you be able to stand, and then the last day, having done all, stand in the presence of the Almighty with glory and holiness and godliness and righteousness. Oh, I wish somebody praise him like he deserves it. Not you're not blessing me. I mean, it does bless me to see you bless him. But you're not doing it for me. We're doing it for his blood. We're doing it because of his heartbeat. We're doing it because he constantly is here. I wish somebody knows that song. He satisfies my soul. He fills the empty place. His love is in control. I'm enraptured by His grace. 'Tis heaven to be about Him. Somebody that knows it, would you sing it? No.
If you put on their hands, why don't you load your hands with some wealth of heaven? A few words of wisdom, a few words of encouragement, and get them in your hands. When you dial a number, dial it and thinking, I've got something in my hands. He taught my hands to war. I'm fixing to call a number I wasn't necessarily planning to call. It's not one of the familiar numbers. And I'm just going to tell whoever comes to my mind, I was just thinking about you. Want you to know you're loved. And I love to do whatever I need to do to help you. You will not imagine what kind of spirits you'll drive away with that, and what kind of spirits will take the place of your voice after you've gotten off of the phone. I've been on the end when it happened both ways. I understand the work of the Spirit. I am talking to somebody now. If you need a blessing, be a blessing. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If you want to be blessed, bless somebody. If you want to get something, give something to somebody. I'm here to tell you, you're about in line right now for an upgrade. Grade before you ever leave this house tonight. I see somebody's mind shifting gears while I'm a preaching tonight, and I feel the Holy Ghost amplifying his work in your life. Oh, Jesus.
I mean, even pigs fight for their portion. And I'm telling you, Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm there. That ought to tell us, turn our faith loose. There's something in the house. Because if he said, if two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm there, my faith is going to reach in. Everybody can sit immobile if they want to, but faith is going to get active on my part. I'm not going home without bread for my kids. I'm not going home without an inspiration. When the family's all fussing and fighting and all that, you just got to let faith turn loose. Get something out of a message. I promise you there'll be one or two things at least, and that'll be a whole lot more than Hollywood's going to give you, that'll bless your home. I'm talking to somebody tonight in the Holy Ghost. God is about to loose the wisdom of heaven in your personal life, and you're about to destroy the works of flesh and the powers of hell in the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of the Lord, and by the testimony of those who've gone before us.
And the world acts like us making a little noise is too much. And they scream over football, baseball, basketball, and they scream over everything else, and they want us to shut up. We're not doing it. We got more legitimacy in praising his name than they do in having praise in the best ball player in the world.
He said, shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. You study that book, it says they shouted when they made a covenant with God. It says they shouted unto the Lord when they decided to wage war on the enemy. It says they shouted to the Lord in unison. They shouted unto the Lord for the walls to fall. I'm here to tell you, shouting is right. I'm telling you, the world will never understand shouting to God, but they'll shout over junk. I'm not waiting on the world to applaud me. I'm looking toward heaven for a little hand clap.
You might not even notice your portion that fits you.
How many of you know, every time you eat, you know which member of your body got fed? Hello? No, you just only feel it in your stomach. Most of the time, that's because you ate too much.
Just as our natural body is energized, so are the counterparts of the body of God. The call for help. People don't have to say, I need your help. You can tell the moment you pick up the phone. Hey, how you doing? Does that sound like I'm on top of the world? You don't have to have much of a discerning of spirits at all to know what to feed them. Man, I'm so glad you called. You're such a part of my life. Now, you can't say that if you don't love them. Because love ties you to everybody. But you're such a part of my life. And man, it's just nice to hear you. I said, that don't even sound bad in public, does it? Pass it on.
You're such a part of my life. Nice to hear you. Great part.
Anybody feel what I'm feeling right now? Somebody say a spirit of unity. And when the people of God get together, there's no weapon, no thing, nothing can come against them. I'm here to tell you, we're about to turn loose the angels. I hope I get to the close, to the end of this thing. I'm telling you, there is about to be loosed in this community those legions of angels that Jesus said, I could call for 12 legions of angels to deliver me from the cross, but it's necessary for me to go to the cross. But those angels are still alive. Those angels don't die. You had never seen a cemetery for angels. I'm here to tell you, they're still alive tonight. That delivering spirit, I'm here to tell you, he delivereth them from them all, is on the chart for you and your family. He's a delivering God. But when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to get at peace with him. I'm coming in the name of Jesus. This is not RLM. This is not some local citizen. This is the citizen from heaven that God has delegated to get the word to you. He's got you on his radar.
I wish somebody just received it.
I'm receiving it tonight. Now, how many of you have had the beautiful pleasure of helping somebody, and they told you how much they appreciated it, and you wound up being equally as blessed or more blessed than they? Just shout a good hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm telling you. If you'll let yourself get energized a little bit at every church service, you'll have that extra momentum to cross the line when you start to call somebody and all of a sudden there's a little spirit that stops you and says, "Hey, you know what? They're going to think you're nuts for calling them. They're going to think you're crazy for calling them. Call them for sure then." Gonna call and condemn them. He said, I didn't come to condemn anybody, but I come to put my voice in your ear so that you can know I'm coming to your world. Always the stronger bear the infirmity of the weaker. So if you sense in any way that you have a little bit more strength than somebody else, you and I are the ones obligated to do the going. It's what you get for sitting up here close. And little girls are smiling from ear to ear because they feel the spirit of what's happening up here. Look at them. I'm telling you, Jesus is on you, and if God be for us, who can be against us? This part of the body of Christ is destined to become one of Hercules' level. He said, I'm going to put something in you. And greater works than these shall you do. And sometimes because we don't see them as quick as we want to, we think he was kidding us. Now you got to grow in grace to inherit some of that big stuff. Servanthood is the greatest. Bible said, he that is greatest among you is the servant. The 12 had it so messed up, they were constantly badgering him. Who among us is the greatest? Am I going to be the one that does that good stuff? That was their big deal. And it's one of the biggest weapons the enemy uses on local church oneness. Well, I believe he got more attention than somebody else. I believe they're getting more privilege than somebody else. I believe they're getting their way more. They get by with murder, and I feel condemned if I just spit on somebody. Am I coming through? Listen, folks, and help your brothers and sisters. God doesn't love one person in here more than another. And I don't think your pastor does.
We serve what? Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Servanthood is the ability to meet the need of our city, and that's becoming our portion. We need each other more and more. Not to talk about fishing, not to talk about hunting, but talking about things that are eternal. It's a lot easier to talk about things because that don't require anything. But we've got to talk about the important things. God sent forth His Son into the world, Jesus, for ministry. Somebody say, for ministry. And then He died, rose again, and gave gifts to men. And to lead the body, He led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. For the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry. That leadership is to go ye into all the world and the body. By building faith brings healing and deliverance. And I want you to watch this one. I remember, if you remember just a few weeks ago, God had me to preach that He upbraided His disciples because they could not cast out demons. Now, I have not been good at it. I'm not here to complain because I hadn't. But I'm here to tell you tonight that you have been fighting demons, and sometimes you don't even realize it. If you read that Bible, you'll see how that many people were stopped from serving Him, from worshiping Him, from doing His will. And it was all about demons. We've got this weird idea that a demon is going to froth in every mouth. We've got this weird idea that a demon's going to get cross-eyed and jerk. I'm going to tell you what a demon is. A demon is any thought that comes to you that would keep you or your kids or your neighbor from having a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you find a better definition, go get it. I'm willing to listen to anything. But what right now? I'm watching demons capture the attention of mothers and dads and drive them into the ground in worry and fear. And the book plainly states it. God hath not given us the spirit of fear. That doesn't mean you don't have fear. But angels of God deliver from fear. So there's only one other alternative, and it's a demon. You can tell the world you learned something tonight that's going to help you. You have got to get those weird thoughts out of people's mind, and you've got to get them out of your own mind. That little old demon that has been wrestling the church to the ground, that you don't know all the answers. You're not God, but you're learning answers. You don't have power. I do have power. I hold the truth in love, and I work in the Holy Ghost. You didn't get the Holy Ghost so you could say you got the Holy Ghost. He said you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall cast out devils.
Read Mark 16. These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall speak with new tongues, and they shall cast out devils. Anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God is a demon.
Anybody need to ask a question? I'm here. I'm telling you, folks, I am sick of seeing good people running the ground because they don't have knowledge. He said, my people are gone into captivity because of a lack of knowledge. When you don't know you're fighting a demon, you're not going to cast him out. But when you understand you're fighting a demon, anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, God has put you in a church that is imperfect, but he puts you there because you as a member of that body have a capability of strengthening the weakness of him, and he's going to turn around and strengthen you in your weakness.
I got any questions? I got a better knowledge? It's okay. I promise you it's okay. I am just sick and tired of seeing people that's got the Holy Ghost slumped down, barely getting through life, when he said, I'm going to give you power to trample on them. I blame your preacher if you have to keep living that way. Now, you may not, but I do. I hold myself accountable. The Bible said that that man in the pulpit in the book of Revelation is a candlestick. Now, he said the only time you can get rid of the candlestick is when I remove him. And he said, I'll remove him if he's not a candlestick. You get it? Why don't we stand? It's time for you to take dominion over your home again and start with your mind. Let this mind be in you which was in Christ. And if your mind has been clouded by the can't do, can't be, can't please God, I'm telling you, you got a bunch of demons that are trying to control your future. Because when you turn your life over to God and God's in that house, he said, I'm going to tell you something. The only way that the devil can get back in, and he'll come in seven times worse, is if you decide, I don't want to leave the Holy Ghost in charge. I want you to pray for your neighbor right now. God, empower my brother, empower my sister. Let the word of God in the name of Jesus mean exactly what it's supposed to mean. No devil, no demon, no power can come against the blood of the Lamb. I wish somebody would pray with some spiritual authority. I mean, get some spiritual authority in your life right now. The Bible says, take hold on the word. Take hold of the Spirit. Now, before we leave, I'm gonna just sort of chastise a few of you. Now, listen to me. Some of you been waiting until you feel like you got power. You don't wait on it. If you know he died for you, that's all the power you need. If he empowered you, that's all the realization you need. You don't have to wait a feeling. I'm here to tell you what you got to do is to develop the room for the feeling. You'll have all the feeling you want when you conquer that spirit and you say, you're not lying anymore and you're not driving me in some dungeon anymore. I'm not living in the pits. I'm not living in terror. I'm not living in fear. He delivered me. I wish somebody clap your hands to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wish you'd let a brother or sister feel a spirit of victory on you before they leave right now. It's all over, folks. I'm quitting for tonight. Oh, yes, I do. Hold on. Yes, thank you. I got so carried away with the rest of the service. Come tell us.
These are what the people wanted to be. 15 people wanted to be the heart. 8 wanted to be the brain. 4 wanted to be the hand. 1 wanted to be specifically the right hand. 3 wanted to be the digestive system. 2 wanted to be feet. 1 the nervous system. And 1 wanted to be the eyes. Then what you want the church to be. 20 wanted the church to be the heart. 4 wanted it to be the digestive system, 4 the brain, 1 the hand, 1 the right hand, 1 the blood, and 1 the feet.
Somebody say that was fun. I hope you didn't lie.